What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Oatmeal raisin.
Bless me.
Don't forget this Friday, Red Roundtable at Hollywood.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments,
They all deserve great style.
At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hollywood Casino, this Friday, August 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. Roundtable discussions with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, Nate Taylor. There's audience Q&A and plus photo opportunities with those three handsome men if you'd like to do that with them as well. Going to be a fun night out there. So if you want to ask Nate Taylor, Mitch Schwartz, or Danon Hughes a question, feel free to get out to Hollywood Casino this Friday, August 29th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mac, we are how many days away?
10 days.
10. F'n 10.
Pump, dude. It's time. It's here.
Today may be a day to stay off of the X because every NFL insider is tweeting about every rando that's been cut.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are releasing offensive tackle Carter Warren. No offense to the Warren family. Does that warrant a tweet?
Never heard of him.
Look who won the punting job for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, they cut Bill Burr yesterday, as you said.
Yes. Yeah, the guy that won the job is Corliss Waitman.
Corliss Williamson, the former basketball player?
Yep, Corliss Waitman. He won the Steelers punter job. He had interest elsewhere. The Saints inquired about trading for him before the Steelers made it the final decision.
They all say that. Yeah, right.
Well, I thought about going to the Saints, but honestly, I think I'm going to stay with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Isaiah Pacheco days away from the first real game of the NFL season.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're welcome.
I've never been called sir.
Hannah actually came up with this one yesterday.
Oh.
You're throwing a dinner party. First game of the season. 10 days. Two-part question. One. You get to invite three former or current Chiefs to watch this game. Now,
if I invite Mahomes,
yes, he's still playing. He's cloned, okay? It's a hypothetical. It's a fun question. If you want to invite Mahomes, invite him. So don't miss me with that, okay? Past or present players, who are you inviting? And what are you serving? Are you making?
Past, present, or future players can we invite? Because Tommy DeVito,
If you'll invite, sure. Yes, past or present.
Who is our third string quarterback?
Bailey Zappe.
Oh, that? No.
Lodokin.
Yeah.
It's one of those two.
Does Zappe not get cut already?
I don't know.
What about cutting both of those guys and bringing in Tommy Cutlets? Let's go.
We've already got the entertaining backup. Yeah, we're good on that. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I kind of thought about it a little bit differently than I think everybody else. Number one on my list, I'm starting with Jeff Allen. And the reason I'm starting with Jeff Allen, he owns a cookie shop.
Damn you. That's a great – I knew as soon as you said it, I was like, nice.
Dessert is taken care of. I don't know if you follow Jeff Allen on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, wherever the case may be. This guy's running a cookie operation down in Texas looks unfreaking believable, right? Like, give me some of them cookies, Jeff Allen.
Yeah.
So Jeff Allen is number one on my list, right? I'm then going with the old ball coach, my guy Dick Vermeil, because he'll bring the booze.
Nice.
Don't have
nice.
To worry about that. And then third on the list for me is Matt Cassel, because I want him to tell everybody the stories about how bad it was with Todd Haley. I want Matt Cassel to tell everybody the stories of how bad it was, because I think everybody will walk away going, oh, my God, be great dinner entertainment while we dine on Beef Wellington.
So you've got Jeff Allen.
Yeah.
You've got
Vermeil.
And who's the last
Matt
one?
Cassel.
Matt Cassel. It's a good three. It's a good three. Three good reasons. Two plus Jeff Allen can tell you about Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
While you guys are eating his cookies.
I can see Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
I want the untold stories.
Yes.
I just want Josh Allen's cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they look good.
They do. Dustman?
Yeah. So I went with Travis and Pat and Dick Vermeil. I didn't know Bob was going to go Dick Vermeil.
I love Dick.
But I went with Travis.
I mean, how did you know?
I mean, it wasn't on there.
No, I got my notebook.
Oh. So I went with Travis and Patrick because they have that new steakhouse at the Lowe's Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So they're catering that food. Bring in all cuts of the meat so we can try it and have some fun. Vermeil obviously is a vino lord, loves the wine. So Vermeil brings the wine, and then I'll provide the entertainment.
That sounds pretty dope.
Hey, Patrick, how long did you know you were good?
give me Jared Allen because we're in a party. It's going to be great.
Well,
this is on a Friday, so
party with the duels.
We're going to be shotgunning beers.
Yeah, he does that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's been sober for a while.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
He's partying in himself. That's fine. Gardner Minshew.
Rip his pants.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Gardner Minshew vibes and Sean Smith as well.
Why Sean Smith?
Well,
I mean, come on, man. Why not?
Why not?
He's hilarious. He's going to be entertainment.
He is.
This is going to be like Jay's new name. It's going to be Jay Beers. That's all this party's going to be. It's going to be Jay and Beers. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
What are you serving?
I was thinking I was going to text you before this party and get your wing recipe that you were grilling. I was going to grill some wings.
Yeah, I did the glazing Asian wings this past week.
No offense, but your party's going to suck. This man's serving 1587 steak. I got beef Wellington, and you're going to roll out a platter of wings?
Well, how long are you guys going to be in the garage?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the wings will hit. Yeah.
Big Sean.
The wings
Daddy.
Will be good.
I mean, that'd be an entertaining three people to have.
Yeah.
Sean Smith should bring the pickles, because when he told Danny he should suck a pickle one time.
I remember that.
You ought to suck a pickle, Danny. What?
What?
I feel like Jared Allen and Gardner Minshew could just have their own fun.
Yeah, they exactly. Yeah. Just, well, I want to hear in on their conversations.
Because where did Gardner Minshew go to college? I don't know why.
He went to Washington State. Okay. Why I know that. Yeah. You know why I know that? Because he played for the Pirate up there. And we lost Mike Leach a couple years ago. You know,
you're right.
So I always remember that. Like that. God, that would have been a fun kind of duo to be around and see. But
fly on the wall in those rooms.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No surprise that Mike Leach is like Beakley's favorite college coach of all time. He can go on a stat train about Mike Leach. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Dick Vermeil will be fun.
Yeah, those are good ones.
I would just try to make him cry. Like, Dick, I got dinner done in like 15 minutes. You're so special.
Be great.
Yeah.
Meals with Vermeil were always, he used to take us all out to dinner once a year. They were the best. Back when they cared about us.
Meals.
I'm surprised nobody said Spags' his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring the food.
Yeah.
The Maria Spagnuolo Catering Company. She ought to open a catering company. She'd crush it.
Like that part in the kingdom when Spags is like, what do you want for dinner, Chris? What, you going to come over for dinner? And she's like, yeah, I'll make you anything. What's your favorite pasta? Don't ask him that.
Don't ask him that.
He's like, man, spaghetti and meatballs?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Would spaghetti be better with a different pasta? Like if you did like fettuccine spaghetti?
I don't eat spaghetti because really? I don't like long noodles. I like short, stubby, like rigatoni or ziti or, you know, the twisty things like that. It's just easier to eat. Spaghetti's always such a mess. Ooh. So I will always order like rigatoni and meatballs if I'm going to go the pasta route.
Text line 913-586-7965. Who do you bring? Somebody says, Dan and Hughes and Barbara. Those two together are funny.
Oh, they are, yeah.
Yeah, you could just sit there. You wouldn't even have to eat.
Yeah.
You just pour a glass of whiskey
and neat, laugh.
And just sit back and watch those guys just trash each other.
Oh, it's
offense,
so good.
Offense, defense.
It's so much fun, those two guys together, man. They are awesome.
Jared Allen, Kalen Saunders, and Travis Kelce's a fun three. Kalen Saunders is a good one.
Yeah.
Another update from Adam Schefter.
Oh.
Dolphins are waiving linebacker Quinton Bell.
Mm.
Just get the never heard of him's ready.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
I did see they just signed the cornerback Rasul Douglas, who I believe the Bills took ahead of McDuffie, maybe, right?
Mm. 77816 says, Dwayne Bowe, Sean Smith, and Mitchell Schwartz. And will serve Sonic and Mitchell Schwartz barbecue. Kelce, Jared Allen, Chris Jones, a party of personality. I'll serve pork tenderloin sandwiches,
a good
fries,
slaw,
baked beans, and amaretto cherry cheesecake for dessert. Dear God, can I just come to your house?
Amaretto cherry cheesecake, like you thought about that.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked the thought that went into that one.
Somebody said for Mac, nobody, you didn't want to bring Dave Tube over? Karloftis for the Greek buffet. Damn.
Nice. Damn, some euros.
He just brings over some falafel.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Falafel dipped in tzatziki sauce.
Nothing better.
Talk about a great snack.
Yeah. 816, Le'Veon Bell, Marcus Peters, and Kadarius Toney. All right.
Ooh.
Weird.
What
three.
Did I see about Le'Veon Bell yesterday? Oh, he missed a game because he was bowling when he was playing for the Jets.
Jeez.
Yeah, he stayed up late bowling, and then they said he was sick the next day and didn't go to the game.
Somebody says, not to have any cheese, but could you imagine Marshawn Lynch and Jameis Winston at the dinner table?
Winston would be outstanding.
He'd bring crab legs.
He'd be the number one guest. He got over that fast, though, didn't he, Dusty? Like when he did that in college, everyone was like, this guy, man. And now he's like one of the most beloved You were stealing crab legs from Publix, man. Like, and then now he's looked at it. Everybody loves Jameis Winston. That's a guy who straightened himself out. Like, you can fix what you do, you know?
Hey, he gets saved.
Another one, Mac. Jags to release veteran safety Daniel Thomas.
Joe's brother. Hate to see it.
It's another good one down here.
No way. Patriots are waving Lucas Pukas.
What?
Is that guy's real name?
I'm sorry, what?
It says 913. Patriots are waving Lucas Pukas.
Who?
I don't know. Hocus Pocus?
Away, beast!
Greatest line of the movie. We got to talk about these Royals, I think, eventually. So we might do it a little bit yet. We also need to talk about the conspiracy, non-conspiracy of the NFL that continues. Even RG3 is going to keep his career alive with it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Five The Fan. We'll get to On the Come. We'll also get to Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Get to know Jay Southland Tow later on the show. Somebody in Texas wants to know, does Jay Binkley know that they waived Bailey Zappe?
Is that official? Did they get rid of Bailey Zappe?
Apparently. Yeah, no kidding. Also, shout out to what today is. Today is National Dog Day.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yes, today is
August 26th, man. National Dog Day. Adopt, awesome. Don't shop.
Absolutely.
My dog yesterday, I was sitting outside, decides she's not a lap dog. You guys know she's pretty.
Bull crap. She's not a lap dog. Every time I've been over there, she's on my lap.
But she's not a small
she's
dog.
She's 80 pounds.
Yeah, she's 80 pounds.
yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and she got on top of me yesterday as sitting in the chair.
It's a great photo.
It was just enjoyable. Like, you have those moments in the day, they know when you need the hug the most. And she came and she just got on my lap, and like I could have sat there probably for 5 hours. She was not moving yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had to go get the kids after school and do that kind of stuff. So I had to leave. I'm like, we can't do this all afternoon as much as I would like to sit here. But I mean, she just gets right up there and just plops herself right on top. It's 80 pounds sitting on you. Like, my God.
Well, we took that photo. What was it? Was it Mother's Day weekend? We went over there on Saturday.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
She had to be right front center, man.
Yeah. Of course.
It's all about her.
She's great.
Somebody says, thanks to you guys. I had to go to Quick Trip and get biscuits and gravy because of you all.
Oh, good.
And then I've heard Casey's has really good ones. So the battle continues. Quick Trip, Casey's, the new border war.
Yeah, nobody beats the Casey's breakfast pizza though. You're going to have to come you're just going to have to come out with something so unbelievably over the top to beat that Casey's breakfast pizza.
For sure. But yeah, National Dog Day. Adopt, don't shop, please. That's my advice.
100%.
And also,
make sure you have your pets spayed or neutered.
Yeah, that's Bob Barker for you. Go home, give them a hug, give them a treat, have them shake, roll over, talk, piss in the yard, whatever you want to do to have fun with your dog today. Because I know I love dogs. I mean, come on, man. Speaking of a dog, Royals need a dog outside of Vinny Pasquantino and Bobby Wood Jr. to step up. Last night's game looked fatigued, looked like it was. And I'm not going to get on this whole boomer take of like, well, the fish draft.
I know. I'm not either. It was like, just funny to see the text. Like, but that is a boomer take.
Hope that draft was fun. Did you want him to sit on the flight the entire time in silence and just watch pitching from Chicago?
Well, that's what there's a grouping of sports fans, Dusty. And I think you probably realize this over the 10 years you've been here that think, like, it really dates back for me, and it goes back to Jeff Schwartz, not Mitchell Schwartz, Jeff Schwartz, and it was the bye week, and he was leaving to go on vacation for the bye week, and there was the tweet, somebody quote tweeted and said, I better bring in your playbook, you know, so you have that sports fan out there that thinks that these guys are supposed to be working on their craft 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Are you doing that, Charlie? Like, are you out there 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, working on your craft? Because if you're not, sit back down. These guys do not need to be working on their craft. They need a break. And so when I walked in this morning and saw, must have been one hell of a fantasy draft last night, I'm like, oh God, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's the card that you're playing, boom?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just all seem like John Voight from Varsity Blues when they go to the strip club. I hope last night was fun.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Was it effing fun? And
Could be a facetious text too. Could be, you know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's post game show with Vern. I take those as like those are the diehards, right? Those are the guys that like literally their day is ruined because the Royals lost last night, right? Like their day had just been crushed because a baseball team lost a baseball game of 162. They are done. They're over it. Their day is ruined. And they're going to blame the fantasy draft on it. They're not focused on the game. They're drafting fantasy football players. Sit down, Boomer!
Yeah, maybe they should be when there's only 30 games left. Nope, I didn't say that take. I didn't say that. I don't know what's going on there. But again, I just think that, like, they're on a flight from Kansas City to Chicago. It's not that long.
Detroit to Chicago.
Or I'm sorry, Detroit
to Chicago.
It's actually
a flight back in time.
And yeah.
It's here because it's not even an hour in the time zone. It's cool.
And I mean, they're on a flight. They're having a fantasy draft. For me, I want the team right now to be unified together instead of, you know, trying to think too much. Because last night looked like they were thinking too much. They were at the plate. They didn't have any sort of hitting. Two hits. Bobby Witt Jr., congratulations. 14-game hitting streak extended, I believe. Now it's 15 games. Is that right? Or now it's 14 games. Either way, Bobby Witt Jr. is doing his thing. Vinny Pasquantino is doing his thing. But right now what we are seeing in the season is that we're seeing a little bit of fatigue from the pitching. Like I said earlier, in the last six games, they're 2-4, and they give up an average of 6 runs a game. In their last 10, they've given up 4.5 runs a game. And it's kind of bad right now that that thing that got you to be in the hunt is now dissipating. And the thing that was not there that was keeping you away from the hunt is now showing up. Now, last night was a total loss. It was a goose egg on the board. Nobody could buy a hit. And Noah Cameron was cooked after the first inning or the second inning. And then they hit back-to-back home runs later in the game. And at that point, you're like, yeah, all right, let's turn on Hard Knocks and just kind of, you know, fall away into the sleep. But the one thing that I will say is that they are running out of losses. Because you play Chicago for two more, you have an off day on Thursday, and then you have three against Detroit in your own ballpark. To me personally, you know, you now in your next six games, since that seems to be the number, in your next six games, you have to win four. You got to win the next two against Chicago, and you can only afford to lose one against Detroit. And Detroit's the big bad dude in the Central. I'm sorry it seems that way, but now the microscope has zoomed in more and more and more because you are running out of losses. You are running out of time, and to get to that point, you're now four games out of the wild card. You do have three against Seattle coming up. You have some games that maybe you can kind of move up, but the more you obviously move out, like Cleveland's doing a hell of a job to say we're out of this.
They're telling their fans we're done, we're out of it. Focus on the Browns.
Right, and you know, the Rangers are 5.5. I think Cleveland's like 6. You're 4, and Seattle held on last night, and you want to keep that number below 3 so that way when you do play the Mariners, you can jump them playing them head-to-head. It's very tough to jump teams that you only gain a half game of because you're not playing them. If you can get into that Seattle series and be 1, 2, 2.5 games out, you can take a massive swing in the standings. But if you get to that series and you're 4.5 out, you can't gain any full ground above them because you just don't have the games to do it. That's why they're running out of losses.
Yeah, they are. They're running out of losses big time. I mean, they were 2 games back, right, 2 days ago, and now they're back to where they were a week ago, where they were for the last, like, 3 weeks. Remember when I said last week, God, it seems like they've been 4 games out for a century right now. Well, now that's where they are. They're back to 4 games out, and essentially in the last 3 weeks, they've had zero movement whatsoever in the standings, and that's why we're sitting in this situation right now, right? That's why we're here, because they win a couple of games, but then they fall back. I was talking to my friend Jim last night. He always has a really good perspective on what he thinks needs to happen with baseball. He'll text me, like, all these scenarios, and he's like, I think they got to sweep the White Sox. They've got to take 2 out of 3 from the Tigers, and we're kind of working ourselves through that scenario. He goes, you know what I just want? He goes, why can't we just win 5 to 7 in a row? And that's the one thing that's really been lacking with the Royals this year. We've not had that 5-7 game winning streak like we see, you know, like the Cleveland team did a couple of weeks ago. They won like 7 or 8 in a row, and then Texas had a big winning streak, and then Detroit's had big, like, we have not had that big winning streak where we've stacked together those wins. And I think what we saw last night, and Mac, you probably agree with this because you have your take yesterday with this team being basically the Pittsburgh Steelers of Major League Baseball, and that's beating the teams that are below you and even with you, and then losing to the teams that are above you. I think last night's loss to the Chicago White Sox is that game that every fan that's kind of been on the fence looks at and goes, see, this is why I wasn't fully ready to buy in. Because if you are truly a playoff team, you don't take a 7-0 stinker like that to the Chicago White Sox. Even though the White Sox are a much better team than they were a year ago, they're a better team than they were. You're supposed to be a better team than them. And as you're coming down the stretch of the season, I don't want to use the term gimme games because it's Major League Baseball, it's professional sports, there are no gimme games. But when you're playing a team against the White Sox that for all intents and purposes is eliminated and you're still playing for your playoff lives and you go out there and you look like a turtle that fell over on a shell and your legs are kicking around, wasn't a good look last night for the Royals.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think there's certain people that are prying on the Royals to lose. I just, from the attitude that I get around Twitter, from the attitude I get on the text line.
Can I jump in just 1 second for that? Because I was listening to WFAN yesterday, and one of the hosts said, there are people out there that would rather be right about their take than see their team win. And that's where I get with the Royals right now, and have for a while with the Royals.
Right. They dropped that one to Chicago last night. There's a lot of people tweeting at me or at the station, like, why do you think this team's a playoff team? We're talking about the local baseball team that's still in the hunt.
Yeah.
Not one of us has said this is a playoff team. They're making the playoffs. Maybe we said it earlier, like maybe we said it like a week. They just went 8-2 in 10 games. Yes, they didn't beat a dominant team like Detroit for 3 games. They went 8-2. They're 4 games out. It's August 26th. What more do you want?
Yeah, this is what we've wanted.
And I think it's funny when people are like, oh, well, you know, you say that, this team sucks, not going to make the playoffs. You are now 2 years in a row, because I'll use the argument of people in the past that say this team's only had 4 solid years of baseball in their history. Well, if that's the case, you've had back-to-back years where 1 year they were a playoff team, lost the Yankees in the DS, and now this year they're in the hunt to be a playoff team at the end of the season. We are still not to September. We have still not played Seattle. There are still games on the table, and yet you have a fighting chance. No one here is saying they are solidified, for sure, 100% a playoff team, but you are relevant in the world of baseball, which is dominated by New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, those types of teams, and yet you get mad at us for talking about a team that's in the hunt. So I don't understand like what you want. If you want to be miserable, go. I'll give you the numbers of all these miserable asshats that are on the text line, and y'all can go root on the Mets and the Yankees and the Philadelphia Phillies and all those people. That's fine. But your baseball team in your local city is competitive, and they are competing whether you like it or not. Yes, last night's game sucked. I will give you all the credit in the world, but that loss last night did not solidify the answer of they're done or they're going to make it. It just is a bad look of a game. If they go win 2 out of 3 against Chicago and win 2 out of 3 against Detroit, and then you get to play Seattle in a couple weeks, then what? Are you going to just go watch Bailey Zappi highlights?
But he was cut.
It doesn't matter. It's not the point. It doesn't matter what they want. Some people just love to be miserable. And if that's you, then turn it off. The radio, I mean. But I bet you, you're still that person who goes, put it on channel 59, the Royals getting ready to start. Kiss my ass. It's annoying. Like, you wanted a good product. First off, you wanted John Sherman to prove to you that he cared about this team. He did that. Then it's not good enough. Then it's, well, we want to be competitive. This is the definition of competitive.
But you're also responding to the few people on the text line. I mean, you
because talk their voice matters as well.
Yeah, but does it though? I mean, there are certain people that are just chronic complainers, man.
And that's fine.
And a lot of that is like, I can't get caught up in what people on the text line are saying. You walk around, you talk to people, they go, man, that was a tough one last night. They've moved on with their day. They're like, hey, it's still been a fun season. I like talking to the guys all the time at the J about the baseball team. It's like in-depth baseball conversation. And one of the topics we kind of talked about yesterday was I just don't think baseball or sports fans today really understand how to be a baseball fan, because every day there's a game, and every day you don't have to react to a baseball game. You don't have to have a high. You don't have to have a low. You don't have to, you know, figure out why they lost, how they lost. Sometimes games just happen and they lose and the other team just got the best of you that day. Football, every game seemingly does matter because there's only one game a week. The beauty of baseball is you laid an egg last night, a really big egg last night. Doesn't mean you're going to lay an egg today. Doesn't mean you can't go out there and win 7-0 and you can't have Michael Lorenzen hold down the Chicago White Sox to 2 hits like the White Sox did to you last night. That's how baseball is. You lost a game. So what? Now the games are getting fewer and far between, but it's still no reason to sit there and think the world is ending because of one loss. Bad loss, but now you have the opportunity to rebound. And then you take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox and have an off day, and you're feeling really good about coming back to face the Detroit Tigers here at Kauffman Stadium. So That's what it is about baseball. It's an up and down roller coaster ride, and we've never really been on one of those. And, you know, part of our conversation yesterday with some of the guys was like, we've never really been in a season like this before. It's either been eliminated by July 4th or going to the World Series for the most part, right? We haven't really truly been in a, oh my God, we've got to win down the stretch to get in. We're not used to something like this. And so people look at it like they're watching football. And when a team loses a game, they think it's over. It's not over at all. Baseball, every 10 games you look at, every 10 games is how you start to judge a baseball team. And the Royals are playing baseball basically like every other team plays baseball. Win a couple, lose a couple, win a couple, lose a couple. It's the mundane nature of the sport. I mean, to get worked up and think the season's over because of a loss or think they're going to the World Series because of a win is ridiculous. And you'll kill yourself, you know, watching a baseball season that way.
I think it's the same people that are like, you know, man, I'd love for the Chiefs to play on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. Now they play in six of those games. Like, I hate the Chiefs because they play so late.
That's right, yeah.
Wish they'd play more noon games. You just can't win with some people. And I just think that the one thing about the Royals, and I know there's a lot of people in the text line that are like, you know, keep up the intensity, you know, whatever. We don't care what these people have to say because those people just want to be right. Like Bob said, they just want to be like, see, and I know it's going to happen if they miss the playoffs. The same number that continues to be a troll and continues to be a hater told you they weren't a playoff team.
Okay, so what if they finish above 500, though, and they don't make the playoffs? They're still an above 500 team. And where we were and where we are right now, guys, remember that. 2 years ago, this was a 106-loss ball club, and now we're talking about two back-to-back years where this team is challenging for a playoff berth. That's fun.
You asked for a product on the field to be competitive. You've gotten that. You've been a playoff team last year. This year, you're fighting for a chance and are still competing for a playoff spot. It is August 26th.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did the minute Mahomes in a yellow jersey throw a practice ball to somebody that wasn't going to make the roster, but it looked cool, and everybody wanted to lose their minds over it? So enjoy the ride. Just enjoy it. It's fine. If they're not a playoff team, guess what? You've got the greatest football team in the world to lean on. And I think that's part of the problem, too. I think the Chiefs going to every single AFC championship game and every single Super Bowl, it seems like, has put this pressure that doesn't exist on the Kansas City Royals.
Well, I think also the Royals going to the World Series and back-to-back. I think that's why John Sherman said that. I just want to see a wild card team. Like, lower the expectations a little bit. Just because it doesn't have to be World Series or 100 losses or Super Bowl and below 500. There is that middle ground where most teams reside. And that's the way we've been very spoiled with our teams over the last 10 years, right? The Royals spoiled the hell out of us in 14 and 15. And then the Chiefs go, hold my beer. We'll spoil you even more. So as sports fans over the last decade, we went from a city that didn't understand what the playoffs were, couldn't spell playoffs, to a city now that expects championship game every single year our teams are around. And that's just not possible. That's just not the case. It's just not how it works. And having a season like this, my God, this is fun. Every morning, the first thing I do, I wake up, I look at the standings. I haven't done that since 2016.
I will say, in the football side of things, there's probably people in Cleveland that are split on the decision of what's going on with Shedeur Sanders. Guy was drafted in the fifth round. Joe Flacco is named the starter.
Right.
The backup is probably going to be Dylan Gabriel. And then Shedeur Sanders. Why are we thinking that Cleveland is trying to make him fail?
Because people are stupid.
Is that a fake narrative? Am I missing something here? Are they telling the offensive line to whiff the blocks? Are they telling you're playing with third string guys that are probably going to get cut?
And they were all cut. Yeah,
that's what happens. Like when you're in that position. Like I said earlier, they didn't put Bailey Zappi with the ones.
No.
They didn't put,
it's not fair to the other ones to put Bailey Zappi out there.
Right. And so I think it's crazy today that we're creating this, like we've started to do this in the media and I don't understand it. We've seen it with the WNBA. We've seen it with other things as well. And we're getting to this point now where it's like, what are we doing? Like, I mean, I just don't get the narrative with Shador Sanders.
Well, I'm not sure I get the narrative either. And look, people are rolling the narrative out there that Kevin Stefanski is setting him up to fail, to prove that they never should have drafted him or whatever the case may be. That's Todd Haley levels of kind of cuckoo-ness. You know, Todd Haley grew the beard to piss off the organization to look like the homeless guy on the sidelines, right? That made the organization mad with the way his appearance was. It wasn't representative of what the Chiefs wanted, right? And that was just one of the minor things that Todd Haley did. I don't think Todd Haley ever got to that level where he was doing stuff like people are accusing Kevin Stefanski of doing. Like, I think it's ridiculous to think that they're setting Shador Sanders up for failure out there. And I think it's ridiculous that that narrative is being pushed by a lot of former athletes right now in the NFL. I don't think they're pushing any sort of narrative with Shador Sanders of trying to make him fail. They played him with the third string because he was the third string quarterback, and we saw what happened. The line wasn't good. Shador wasn't any better.
He was a QB who went one game over 500 in college at a whatever school, at whatever program, and played one bowl game, and he's a fifth-round draft pick, and he's the number one story in sports. Oh, yeah, this is why no one wanted to be a part of him. Yeah, this is why no one wanted to touch him with a 10-foot pole and a draft pick. Not only is he not as talented as everyone has revered him to be over the last few months, he's a headache, and it's not even his fault. This isn't
right,
his fault.
It's not his fault at all.
The stuff, him showing up, playing his music, playing song, parking his Ferrari in two parking spots, speeding in a four, like, that's all his fault. And those are all things that we could discuss and have. But no, dude, this guy, it's too much of a headache for what it's worth. And also, like, we talk about Shador Sanders. Dylan Gabriel looked good. Like, that's also part of this discussion. Dylan Gabriel has looked good given his opportunities. And yeah, they're with some better players, more talented players. Well, he did that in practice to earn those reps there too, man. So I'm sick of this, and I hope this stops.
Well, if you really want to throw up, go watch RG3 break it down with his wife on the couch.
His new haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Mahomes' haircut.
So we look at Shador. There's one play that Shador Sanders had that I'm like, that's on you. The line was breaking down. He could have ran and tucked it for about 15 yards.
Yes.
Instead, he pulled it back down, ran backwards, then tried to run forward. He made a nice pass. The guy dropped. It was a little back shoulder.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
But I'm like, if he would have just tucked it and ran and had football IQ on that, he picks up a first down and that drive keeps going. Instead, he throws an incomplete pass, and then that was the first of many very bad plays. Like, he didn't get the best opportunities, but he also didn't take advantage of those opportunities. 100%. You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's this new generation now where, well, it's your fault, not mine. There were plays that he left unmade out there on the field on Saturday, right? We can blame the offensive line all we want, but there were plays that were left unmade by Shador Sanders. What's happening in this situation and what I'm seeing in this situation, Tim Tebow, for whatever reason, was in my timeline a lot yesterday, I guess because we're getting ready to start college football. This is what this is going to be like. They talked about Tim Tebow on ESPN as a backup quarterback every single day. That there was a drop where we had like 2 minutes of them saying Tebow, 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 Tebow. Somebody put that together, like 2 minutes of all this Tebow conversation. And that guy wasn't playing. He was not playing at all for anybody. He was a backup quarterback in the NFL, and they spent every day talking about Tim Tebow.
That's at least a Heisman-winning guy, won a championship or went to a championship.
But it's also a very
won a championship.
Two championships.
There you go. Yeah.
He won
right.
two
yes.
championships in college. So he's a guy that obviously had that cachet coming out. But also, he was not worthy about being talked about constantly on ESPN. But that's where we're headed, in my opinion, right now with this Shador Sanders stuff. It is going to be a situation where every day people are talking about Shador Sanders because he's a buzzword right now. People click, people view, people watch, just like Tim Tebow was back in the day. But giving all of this airtime and this conversation that everybody is going to be giving to Shador Sanders for a third string quarterback is mind-boggling to me. He did nothing to win the second job, nor the number one job, quite frankly. Had a great, fun first game. I'm glad he's on the team. But there were opportunities that he left on the field unmade that he needs to go back and look at and go, probably was on me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He's on the team. He's on the right. He can still do that. This isn't over. Like, people are acting like, all right, well, he's never playing in the NFL again. Thanks, Stefanski. You screwed him over. Wow, way to go. You hate him. Dude, he's on the team.
Right.
He's going to be practicing.
We missed it, but we'll bring it back on the other side. We'll get to On the Come, plus we'll get to What You Got, Who You Got here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
here trying to do our show. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Breaking news from the football world. The Steelers are releasing outside linebacker DeMarvin Leal.
Never heard of him.
I mean, Leal? Is that like baby cow? No, that's veal.
Veal.
Got it. Do you feel weird eating veal?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Mac, let's get to On the Come. Because I got a good one, I think.
On the Come.
Oh, Deontay Johnson was cut.
So good. It's got to play twice.
On the Come.
Deontay Johnson was cut.
Tom Pelissero, this is the eighth transaction involving Deontay Johnson in the past 18 months. Traded from Steelers to Panthers, traded from Panthers to Ravens, waived by Ravens, claimed by Texans, waived by Texans, claimed by Ravens, signs with Browns, released by Browns. You got to be some kind of terrible player to get cut by the Browns.
Oh my gosh. Man, he was a 1,000-yard wide receiver 2 years ago.
Life happens fast, brother.
Idiot.
The Chiefs are waiving offensive tackle Essa Pohl.
Give me 1 second.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. ESA, am I saying that right? Issa? Essa?
Issa, maybe?
Issa. He didn't allow a lot of pressures this offseason, so he'll get picked up. That is per Sam McDowell. So why can't we just get a whole list?
Yeah, because this is the way it works. Now, okay. Atlanta is cutting former Jayhawk Kobe Bryant, but hope to bring him back to the practice squad.
I believe it's spelled like C-O-B-E-E.
C-O-B-E-E. Yep.
Ding,
Kobe
ding,
Bryant.
Ding.
Yep.
On the Come for me, Sophie Cunningham. By God, did you see her Instagram page yesterday?
So you sent it to us, right?
I did.
And I clicked on it. I am not on Instagram, and it said you have to be above 18 and have to have an account to be able to watch this. So it must have been something good that Dusty sent, because it wouldn't let me watch it without an age verification.
Would you like to see it?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I mean, you talk about a birthday gift given to Mac, and I literally don't know. I mean, maybe she needs to be like on the injured list more often, because dear Lord, that is Sophie Cunningham's Instagram yesterday.
I just want to win, Jim.
I know that I'm hard.
If that's not on the Come, I mean, is it on there? Is it on the camera?
Oh yeah.
It's going to take a long shot for me to lose Kay Adams, Paige Spiranek, and Margot Robbie. But by God, if you could cop Sophie Cunningham, she's four games out of the wild card. She's got to jump Seattle. She's right there. She's in contention. Because personality, looks, pizzazz, sauce, went to Columbia University or went to Mizzou in Columbia, local time. We got to get her on the show. What a babe. Time. On the Come, Sophie Cunningham's IG page. Calm down, Dusty. Go take a shower, have a cigarette.
Another big move from the NFL today. The Packers have released guard J.J. Lippy. Miss Lippy was cut.
Never heard of him.
And tight end Johnny Lumpkin.
Gonna be Lumpkin for a pumpkin here in a couple months.
On the Come for me is pretty simple this week, and it's Kingsley. Kingsley Suamataia.
Yeah,
I mean, like 2 weeks ago, oh my God, this guy's terrible, and then he plays great against the Bears, and now everybody's on board with Kingsley. So I think he's, from a fan base standpoint, I think he's the guy that's on the come for me this week. Love what he did against the Bears. I'm excited to see him play left guard now.
I was really down on him a couple of weeks ago, and he completely like shut me up this week. He was awesome in the pass game. We knew what he could do in the run game, his ability to get to the second level. He's agile. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. He's got great, great hands at the point of contact. But that was awesome to see him getting some good pass pro as well. I'll go Amarian Hampton. The running back for the Chargers. He's been on the come this whole offseason, but I'm bringing it up now because the game's 10 days away. I'm sure there's plenty of listeners who's like, who's Amarian Hampton? North Carolina running back. He's the second running back taken in the draft. A lot of people thought, oh, Najee Harris is going to be the bell cow. Well, he decided to be an idiot on July 4th. He can't still see out of that eye as far as we know right now. It's like 20% vision out of that right eye.
Did he blow his eye off? I
pretty
missed
much
that.
Fireworks.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He didn't learn from JPP?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know me?
Exactly. And the doctor said,
I'm not with JPP.
It's very unlikely he gains full vision again in that eye. So, like, he'll be partially blind.
Play
like,
stupid games, get stupid results.
100%,
right?
Man. Yeah. And so,
am I supposed to feel bad for that guy?
No. Okay. All I'm saying about Amarian Hampton, that means more reps for him, because Harris was a guy that Harbaugh wanted at Michigan and didn't get him. Najee Harris chose Alabama. And he's like, oh, okay, now I'm getting Najee Harris to L.A. I thought he was going to use him all the time. Now he can't. Amarian Hampton's on the come, and that's a guy that we're going to have to play twice a year for a Long time.
And maybe that's why the Chiefs went out and got a guy like Derek Nnadi, a good run stuffer, because you're going to need to stuff the run with the Chargers coming up. The Raiders obviously have a pretty good running game.
In the second week of the season?
The Eagles. But I'm just thinking about the division wise. Yeah, not so much with Denver. They're going to be more of a passing attack, I would imagine, out there. But the other two teams, you're going to have a little bit of a running attack. And so why do we go out and trade for Derek Nnadi? Need more beef on the line to stop that run, because they were a little weak in the run game in the preseason.
The run stopping.
Give up 268 yards against Seattle or something like that on the ground. Like, take it for what it's worth, but that's kind of a little bit of a red flag, I guess. And so they're let's go make our defensive line a little bit better.
If we're glazing Ashton Jeanty without seeing him run in the NFL, is Isaiah Pacheco the third best running back in this division? Because you got a rookie high, you got another rookie high, and then you have Isaiah Pacheco.
Who's number two? If you are putting Jeanty number
one. Amari Hampton.
You're putting Hampton number two.
I would.
So you got two rookies ahead of a guy who's won two Super Bowls and put up numbers.
We haven't seen those guys play. Let's just say they're not cut out for the NFL, though. Then is Isaiah Pacheco the best running back in the AFC West?
Because I don't even know who the starter. The Broncos don't really know who their starter is right now. It's going to be kind of a
I've asked this question committee. Once a week, and I'll continue. Who's catching the ball?
That's exactly right, man.
From Drew Nix.
Dude. Devon Vele. Like that?
I was going to say Veal is the guy, right?
Yeah, Vele.
They're going to be thrown to Veal.
It's
right
him
now.
And Sutton and Ingram.
And look, but that's still a concern. I mean, as good as Bo Nix was last year, and the changes that they made, and they got really good defensively, and they invested a lot of money on the defensive side of the ball, you're going to have to find a running back every once in a while that's going to be able to take the pressure off that guy, too. Because that's what the running game is. Every once in a while, the quarterback just needs a breather, man. Like, just hand it off. Give the running back the opportunity to get a couple of yards, kind of reset some things a little bit, keep the other side honest. If they don't have much of a running game, why would you ever rush more than three people? You know, I just drop eight and just sit back there and pick off the pass all day. I don't have to worry about stopping the run game. If they're a one-dimensional offense, we may see them take a step back from an offensive standpoint.
Because if Omarion Hampton is great, imagine what that does for Ladd McConkey.
Oh, God.
And the play action.
Yep.
And
who's left tackle there again?
A guy that's getting ready to be traded from Houston.
That's right.
Cam Robinson. Yeah. I imagine, I don't know. Cam Robinson might be the name. Joe Alt? I don't know.
No, I thought they moved Alt to the left side.
I assume they would,
But are they making that trade with the Texans?
They should.
Somebody says Mike Edwards got cut. Did you guys already talk about that? Yeah.
Oh, Vele was traded?
Mm-hmm, to the Saints.
So who are the Broncos throwing to? They don't have Devon Vale. So Cortland Sutton and Evan Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Evan Ingram, according to Sean Barber, is one of the top tight ends in the league.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Evan Ingram hasn't been relevant in a couple of years.
Pat Bryant, Troy Franklin, Marvin Mims. These are all fun ideas.
Snoop Minnis is on the team. Sweet.
Trent Sherfield. Yeah, man. It's not a lot of guys.
Didn't Marvin Mims have a song called This Is Why I'm Hot?
Maybe. He's really fast.
Mm. That was a song by Mims, not Marvin Mims, though. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just, two rookie running backs, both to hit and be great, is insane to me.
Especially in an era where the running back has not been a big factor in
the
NFL.
To be fair, the two first round running backs.
I'm aware. I mean, I think that we also have recency bias with Gibbs and Bijan Robinson.
Oh, for sure.
And especially with what their skill set could be, because I don't know how good Ashton Jeanty is out in the field catching. I know he's not a sprinter, but he's a downhill runner. If he gets just 5 yards, good luck. And I know Amarian Hampton's fast.
Mm-hmm. They're both bruisers, too. Yep.
Yeah, and can lower the shoulder. And we know Harbaugh, his offense.
Yep.
Run the ball 35 times, and then Justin Herbert looks really good.
45-yard time.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We'll see. Coming up on the other side, it is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.